All right, welcome back to Flagship Digital Insights, hosted by myself, Ben Taylor. Today we have Emma York with us from Fresh Approach Digital. Thank you so much for coming online with us, Emma. How are you? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you. It's great to see you.
Good, good, good. All right, so Emma is a digital communications consultant in the marine industry and has plenty of insights for us. So we're going to go ahead and dive straight in. So let's start off with the whole boat show scene and all the boat shows going wrong, because we know plenty of businesses in the marine industry rely really heavily on them. And with them suddenly disappearing, what sorts of questions and approaches have you come across with different businesses?
I think for many businesses, small, medium and large in the UK, the time of year that, let's say, many of the boat shows were at a very crucial time for their turnover and attracting new customers for the remaining season and then, you know, for the next season next year and looking forward for sales and things. So many of them are going to lose a lot of turnover. Again, so most of the questions are, how can we still speak to customers, new potential clients, and things like that, where they're not going to see, you know, 10,000 people in 10 days at a boat show. They still want to be talking to those kinds of people, and still getting their stuff out there. So that's the questions, really. Without a boat show, how can I still reach thousands of people?
Okay, and have they gone for an approach that is quite conservative and said, right, okay, we don't have that cost for boat shows, we'll just save that money and kind of go into a kind of a lockdown, a shutdown, and reserve money? Or has it actually been more of a transfer into try and continue to develop business and find these people in a digital space? Or has there been a bit of a balance and a debate for both?
Yeah, personally, through people that I work with and that I speak to, I've seen quite an even split. It obviously is very different across all levels of the sector, but some have just gone, right, we're just going to save that money and we're going to use it for something else, or we're going to put it into next year and we're going to move forward that way. And they're, you know, they're locked down, they're not doing anything, staff members are on furlough, whereas some others have actually gone, right, I'm not going to spend that money, I'm just going to plow it into marketing. And instead of being at a boat show, I'm just going to throw everything online and spend the same amount of money and try and reach the same amount of people. So I'm seeing quite an even split. It is very difficult for companies to decide where to save, to spend. It is a tough one.
Yeah, and what kind of results have you seen coming from that? So the companies that then go, right, okay, let's put it into digital. Here's our budget and really committed to that strategy. What sorts of things have they done, invested in? What's the kind of done with that?
I mean, let's just take Barton Marine, for instance. They're a huge company, and while they were, I think, still able to fulfill some of their orders and things through lockdown, I mean, they were making face masks, they had ordered masks, and they were distributing them to sailing clubs and, you know, people in their local area and the police. They then started making really helpful 2-meter stickers. So they completely adapted. And instead of saying, right, we can't do any of this, we're not going to boat shows, they did something else to people. So sailing clubs and the forces in their local area have all had posters and stickers and face masks. That's just, you know, one instance of a marine industry company just adapting and doing something else. Where some smaller companies have just taken their budget and are working with, you know, videographers and plowing into their social media, and they're doing so much more that way. So there's a real split of what people are doing digitally.
Yeah, and with the let's say a diversification into things like PPE, is that quite a good brand and kind of PR play? As well as obviously getting sales in and having some kind of revenue?
I don't, I wouldn't like to think it was done purely as like a stunt or a PR promotional thing. I think many of the companies, especially the marine ones, that were using their time then and their resources to make the face masks and the PPE, it was to give them all things to do when they wanted to do something where they weren't able to produce sails and biminis and different bits and pieces. They had all the tools and the resources, and many of them just said, we just want to do something. And that, you know, they weren't furloughing people. They were all still working the best that they could in a safe environment. So no, I don't think it was a PR thing, although it is all great PR, because many of the companies, there's another one on the Isle of Wight who went over and above to produce PPE and face masks and things. So it's just another example of how the marine industry is just really helping everyone within the marine and beyond.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear, actually. And I suppose it keeps everything going, doesn't it? I mean, if you keep the business going, people keep the jobs, and even if it's not what they normally do for the next 6 months, it is something to do and keeps people going, which is, yeah, that's awesome to
have.
Right, okay. So in yacht in the marine industry, digital was already up and coming. I feel like it was kind of in the back of people's minds of something they knew they needed to do. But with what's happened, there's now a lack of choice. So have companies really thrown themselves into this stuff? Have they gone in a little bit blind? Or have they actually been really smart about the strategy in terms of their approach?
Again, it's quite a fairly even split, really. I think the marine industry was slightly behind other industries and sectors in terms of digital. It was only really in the last couple of years at boat shows, you were seeing iPads on every stand, people with tablets, interactive, you know, AR and things. And that was really very slow to come in. But over the last year or two, even that's, you know, it's much more, you see it everywhere. Now you go into Sunseeker and you've got the Google Glass and the goggles and the AI, and it's again tablets and iPads. So the digital is really coming into the marine. And again, some companies have done it so well, especially let's say like the yacht market. They've got 360 boat tours. So while people couldn't come and look around a boat and then consider to buy one, they were giving people tours. So you've got this great 360 video and images, and they've done that really, really well. And some others they don't have the budget to do as much as they could or they want to digitally, so they're doing the best that they can internally with what they have. So again, some are doing it really, really well, and some are doing the best that they can with what they have. You know what it's like, digital is enormous. If you're not already online, it looks huge to start to step in. So the marine industry is definitely on board, and there's some really fantastic examples.
So finding that audience in the digital space is quite a challenge for some, as opposed to relying on that face to face at their physical store or all these boat shows. So where does a company kind of start to find their audience? Is social media quite a good one with groups and which kind of platforms? Is there other stuff that you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head there, really. It's all about, and people are going to hate me for saying this, it's time spent online. So it's really getting into Facebook groups. It's getting into hashtag research. It's getting into keyword research. And it's those kind of things that will really help find very niche audiences and unique audiences that people want to get in touch with. I mean, Facebook groups has, in the last 4 months, just blown the roof off the amount that are available, and that brands can go in and engage with people without selling anything and really get a good community around themselves. And hashtags, everyone is using them now. I mean, there's 500 million people using Instagram stories, and hashtags are the best way to find out what people are engaging with. That's the best way to find an audience.
Okay, yeah, they're really powerful. I've used them in the past and with different companies. But I mean, the groups and how niche they are, it always blows my mind. I mean, I'm into some niche sports. Like I'm a free diver as well as sailing and things like that. And yeah, you don't really meet that many free divers. But you can find plenty on Facebook, and there's huge groups about it. And it's the same with sailing, dinghy sailing, right up to the kind of super yacht sector. But in terms of producing this content, so you said it's a kind of a balance of time, and nobody likes spending all their time, especially if it's not immediately producing sales and really seeing that value come back. So when it comes to producing content, how do you kind of go about it? What's a really efficient way of doing it? And what approach would you recommend?
I think the best way for any business, small, medium, you know, huge, is to be super real. So while a huge company like Sunseeker or Princess or the very big Chandlers have the budget and the time to produce a lovely, very edited video, not everyone has that. And sometimes that comes across with a very salesy message, which, again, as you know, audience don't, you know, they don't always respond well to that. So the best thing, and that is quick and doesn't take a lot of time, is do it yourself from your phone. It's real, it's unedited, and that kind of content is far more engaging than something that's super, super edited with a salesy message and a, you know, a tagline and a link. So doing it yourself from your phone, video is the ultimate content winner. Selfies, behind the scenes, people want to know what you're doing, who your team are, on the go. That kind of content will do more for you and reach more people and engage your audience than spending a lot of money on other things.
Yeah, and I've started doing that. I mean, the start of lockdown, I didn't do many selfie videos or videos myself whatsoever. And now we're doing things like this on the radio.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is quite uncomfortable when you start and you kind of put your phone up and see yourself, and it's scary. But kind of getting over that barrier becomes really powerful.
Absolutely.
I've done it with LinkedIn videos, and it's so fast. It's a few minutes, as long as you just kind of don't think about it too much, get it up there, and yep. To really come across as, look, this is it, this is what we are, and that authenticity really comes across with the videos.
That's it. People buy from people. So if you're just doing a selfie walking down the road, I'm walking into work, this is me, unedited, they are going to be more engaged with you than any other kind of content. It's just, I mean, Instagram launched Reels last night. So all of the platforms are launching all of these new features and elements that are making it even easier for us to engage with people. So Instagram Stories is just my favorite. It's a phenomenal way for people and brands to reach people. We've now got Reels, there's still TikTok, there's Facebook Live. There's just so many lovely ways that don't cost any money and now don't take up a lot of time, but you're just getting out there personally.
Yeah, and it really works. It does start to pay off. All right, so before we go, I would love to dive into some app recommendations. I don't know if you've got a list. One of which I'm using right now. So I'll kick this off. So in terms of creating this content, I use the Otter app. Now, this is just a transcription app. So everything we've now said, it picks it up, it puts it in a full conversation, just like a drama script or anything. And then I can then, after this, go into editing that out. And when I go on my rants, I can take that out and just compress it down into the really good stuff. And then we can also attach this to the video when they go up to YouTube, on my blog. And it's amazing for the SEO because it's all content. Google can read it, pick out the keywords, and send us right up there. So that's my number one recommendation. Go for it, Emma, if you've got another one.
Oh, I have a huge list. I mean, for anybody, again, as cycling back to what I just said, if you're using your phone and you want to do things quickly, Unfold is an excellent free app. That helps you create really lovely templates for your Instagram stories. There is a paid feature, but there's loads in the free section, and you can really mess around with lots of pictures and different backgrounds. And there's also Adobe Spark Post. That's completely free. And you can make posts in the right size for Instagram stories, Facebook, Twitter, throw in your own images, stock images. It's just brilliant for creating really lovely bits and throwing it out on your social media channels.
Amazing. They're so useful, aren't they?
I love them.
What apps are out there, and it saves you so much time. Right, I've got one more, which is Refind. So R-E-F-I-N-D. Now, this is, it essentially does your searching for you and finds really good blog content that is in your industry. So you tell it what you're interested in. And then every 24 hours or every week, whatever you ask the app to do, it'll come up with a series of articles that are big in that space. So when you wake up in the morning and you've got all these different channels to populate with content that people are going to want to engage with, you just go to the app, there's your five articles, upload them, send the links, and you're all done. So that's one thing that saves me a load of time. We can have another recommendation if you like.
Yeah. I've got one more, and this is for desktop users, and this is completely free. We didn't talk about it, but my second favorite subject is data. The best way to find out if you're reaching your target audience and you're getting to your marketing objectives and you're just reaching the right people with the right content, you need data. So maybe MAYBE and then Maybe Tech on their social channels is a phenomenal platform where you can have all of your social media channels and your ads accounts all in one place, and it shows you your audience, what's the highest rating hashtag. You can monitor your competitors, you can do some secret stalking, you can look at what's happening in your area. We don't even have enough time for me to tell you how great Maybe is, but you must check it out. It's free, it's amazing.
Right, amazing. Right, I've wrote them down. I'm going to use them. Right, that's cool. So, thank you so much, Emma, for coming on.
Thank you.
Little insights. So that concludes this episode of Flagship Digital Insights. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and thank you, Emma. And it's bye for now. We'll see you on the next episode. See you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.